The U.S. State Department's Connects podcasting team presents the seventh and final podcast of our crowdsourced podcast series on development partnerships between the United States and Africa. Joining us once again is John Flynn, Director of USAID's Central African Regional Program for the Environment, also known as CARPE. As the world's negotiators prepare for the World Climate Conference in the Danish capital of Copenhagen in December, much attention is focused on what steps the Obama administration will take in America to address domestic and international greenhouse gas emissions. International partnerships are a key to success. In his speech to the Ghanaian Parliament in July, Obama addressed climate change, its potential impacts in Africa, and how Africa is in a position to make a unique and valuable contribution.
One area that holds out both undeniable peril and extraordinary promise is energy. Africa gives off less greenhouse gas than any other part of the world, but it is the most threatened by climate change. A warming planet will spread disease, shrink water resources, and deplete crops, creating conditions that produce more famine and more conflict. All of us, particularly the developed world, have a responsibility to slow these trends through mitigation and by changing the way that we use energy. But we can also work with Africans to turn this crisis into opportunity. Together, we can partner on behalf of our planet and prosperity and help countries increase access to power while skipping, leapfrogging the dirtier phase of development. Think about it. Across Africa, there is bountiful wind and solar power, geothermal energy and biofuels. From the Rift Valley to the North African deserts, from the western coasts to South Africa's crops, Africa's boundless natural gifts can generate its own power while exporting profitable clean energy abroad.
Legislation is currently working its way through the U.S. Congress that would limit greenhouse gas emissions. Globally, there has been much excitement surrounding the prospect that the Obama administration would take a stronger stand on reducing emissions than did the administration of George W. Bush. We asked John Flynn about the different approaches of the administrations and what the challenges are for the Obama team.
The Bush administration really did promote the environment in Africa, environmental conservation and protection. While I can't judge and comment on the entire policies of the administration, I can say when it comes to the program I'm working on, it was the Secretary of State himself that announced it and gave the impetus to make it happen. This was Colin Powell, of course, during the 2002. It was a very even-handed attempt to, I think, with the understanding that this was in our own national interest. What the new administration can do to build on that is the way I would look at it. And I think part of the reason I'm want to talk to people about what we're doing is that people will understand and appreciate that it's a massive asset that what we've got in that region, what the U.S. has helped produce. I would say we've taken leadership. Now it's there and it's functioning. The Central African states are involved. Now with the global climate change will be the big next ramping up to see how forest and tropical forest and Central African forest in particular can become part of that and how that can be created to help the countries themselves to participate. That's, I think, our administration's challenge. It's not going to be a simple one either, but we do have the assets. It's taken us 6 hard years to put that in place. You know, we'll have sunk $120 million of taxpayers' funds into that process, not to mention private contributions from many citizens of America. It's a wonderful achievement, but it's not sustainable as it stands now. We have to find a way to make it financially and economically sustainable to create the right incentives. And that's what our challenge is for the next administration.
To learn more about U.S. partnerships with Central Africa, visit the CARPE website at carpe.umd.edu. The U.S. State Department would like to invite you to be part of a global podcast production. We're using a social media research method called crowdsourcing to gather ideas and suggestions from our audience to guide our podcast productions. For more information, you can reach us through email at conx-podcast@state.gov or visit our Facebook page. Search for Connects, Listen to the World. Connects Listen to the World is hosted by the U.S. State Department's Bureau of International Information Programs. Links to other internet sites or opinions expressed in podcasts or on the Connects Facebook page should not be considered an endorsement of other content or views on the part of the U.S. State Department.